Shanghai Horek spent a lot of time at the beach before an accident in 2007 left him with a broken neck. Mr. Hai Horek now uses a wheelchair, making it difficult to use the sand and water in the same way as before. But he hasn't let his new form of transportation's limitations slow him down. He founded advocacy group Accessible Beaches and disability equipment provider Push Mobility to help those who use mobility aids get past the metaphorical line in the sand.
After you have an accident, you start thinking about the things you can do instead of the things you can't do. And one of those things is going to the beach. And when I realised that beach access for people with disabilities is possible, I started learning more about it and then rolling out beach access and inclusion around Australia.
Responsibility for improving beach accessibility falls to local councils. There are ways for people who use wheelchairs to adapt them for better beach use, but disability advocates say the high cost of doing so shouldn't fall onto them. Mr. Hai Horek says councils who adapt their beach usually find it brings rewards, but there are still too many other councils with catching up to do.
Changing their beaches to make them inclusive is not hard work, but the satisfaction that comes from it, from the council for making it accessible, and then the joy for the people with disabilities that can now and can then use the beach is all worth the effort. Every beach that has beach access, all of a sudden the community become extremely proud.
One beach looking to improve accessibility is one of Australia's most famous and popular. Sydney's Bondi Beach receives some 40,000 visitors on New Year's Day alone. Bondi Beach estimates around 20% of that number live with a physical disability, meaning 8,000 visitors on New Year's Day alone can't use the beach to the same extent as their able-bodied counterparts. Bondi lifesaver Felicity MacArthur says she hopes that number will be much lower in the years to come.
Our plan is to try and get some accessible matting down onto the beach. The ramps are very steep onto the beach, and so we've been working with the council to try and look at this getting changed.
Despite central Sydney having the largest population in Australia and one of the highest rates of tourism, its popular beaches are not always accessible. Ms. MacArthur says the local council bought 10 metres of beach matting and a handful of sand chairs in 2016. But she says community awareness of those amenities are poor and the matting is only rolled out a few times a week.
The long-term aim, we should be able to see that actually you can get permanent matting down onto to beaches. And quite a few other beaches elsewhere around the country do have that. But Sydney doesn't have any truly accessible beaches at the moment.
Melbourne's Altona and Williamstown are home to Australia's only two beaches with matting in place permanently. But Shanghai Horek says making beaches accessible extends far beyond matting. He says disability-friendly bathrooms and car parking, specialised wheelchairs with wheels that can move easily through water and sand, ramps with gentle sloping, plus clear paths between those services, would make beach areas almost completely accessible. Romola Hollywood, Director of Policy and Advocacy at People with Disabilities Australia, is urging councils and life-saving clubs to connect with the disability community on a more regular basis.
People with disability have a right to access all kinds of parts of our everyday life, and the beach is one really important aspect of Australian life that many people enjoy.
Australia has a growing number of beaches with various accessibility upgrades, and those without permanent upgrades are hosting individual accessible beach days. But while more hard work does lie ahead, it's likely that more people will be able to access Australian beaches this summer than ever before. Shanghai Horek is optimistic things are slowly improving.
There's a lot of people that are currently being excluded from actually just spending the day down the beach with their families. So knowing a feeling of inclusion, people with disabilities, that they won't have to sit in the car as their family go and enjoy the beach or stay at home. They can all go do it together.
Evan Young, SBS News.